Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, something had been lurking in their home, but what was it and what did it want?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. That would be awesome. 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to go without commercials, get the advanced episodes, get access to thousands and thousands in the archive, you can be a premium subscriber. So sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. I don't want nothing lurking in my house.
No lurking.
You know,
that word in itself.
I don't like lurking.
It's pretty creepy. No.
I told Tony about this the other day in an episode, but I haven't told you about this because it was really strange. Because I don't know if there's some lurking in my house or what. But the other morning, I'm laying in bed. I'm wide awake. I was looking at Facebook. So and the sun's up. So it's not like middle of the night weird shit or anything like that. And you know that sound somebody when they're yawning and they go, oh, that.
Yeah.
I heard that outside my bedroom door. It was like,
really?
And the first thing I thought of was Kathy. And because
I do that a lot?
No. But it was like somebody staying in my house.
Yeah.
And it just made me think of you because I don't have anybody usually ever staying at my house. And then I was like, no, it's just me. And so I thought, well, maybe it was Benji somehow did it, but he was lying on the bed with me. But it was the weirdest sound. Just, just a very friendly, I just woke up going to the bathroom sound. Like I'm walking into the bathroom now. That's what it felt like.
Were you afraid? Or were
Not
you just kind of like amused?
I wasn't even kind of afraid. I was just like, no idea what that was. I blamed it on Benji. Even though I don't really think it was Benji, because I've never heard Benji make that sound. He makes like a stretching, like dogs do.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't sound like a dog. It sounded like just somebody just woke up in the morning, kind of stretched on their way to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
That is very strange. And I don't know what I think about that.
And you know, when you hear that sound, it's not like, that's a threatening sound. It's just like, so even if it was something paranormal, it wasn't threatening in any way. And I'm like, well, I guess I'd be okay with that. Because as I laid there, I was like, should I be alarmed? Now, I did get up just to look to make sure there wasn't anybody walking into my bathroom because was a little weird. So I don't know what it was. Some is a ghost that's just stretching and like,
Or is it like you just were kind of laying there, spacing off, you know, mind kind of empty, and you tapped into something else, like on a frequency and could heard be. Something.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I don't know what it was.
You know, I'm a true believer in the frequency tapping that. I'm not sure it's necessarily paranormal, but we have the ability to hear other people's thoughts or, you know, sounds. That could be could in the house next door. It could be thousands of miles away.
Yeah, maybe it was Caesar in next door.
Maybe it was.
He's just like,
By the way, Caesar's a next door neighbor.
Yeah, and super nice guy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what it was. So I just wanted to share that with you since I shared it with
everybody
else.
I'm
going to
go with tapping. I'm going to go you tapped into a frequency Maybe. And caught a sound.
Because it didn't scare me. It wasn't It wasn't scary.
And I think somebody in your house would have scared you.
Yeah. It just sounded too friendly and what's the other word I want? Too unassuming. You know, it wasn't like, and that would have scared me. Yeah. Or like, if somebody was like, get up!
Interesting.
It was just a stretching sound. So here is our first story. It says, hey there, I wanted to share my first paranormal experience, which goes back to 1977 in Kansas City, Kansas.
That's a long time ago.
My first wife and I were newly married. We had purchased our first place together. It was a used mobile home. You know what's funny is that you never think about haunted mobile homes, but we've had haunted mobile home stories.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
why wouldn't you?
I've lived in mobile homes. They weren't haunted, but they were creepy. Let's see. We'd been living there for about 7-8 months. And during the last 6 months, I had noticed something out of the corner of my eye. But every time I'd turn to look, it would disappear. It wasn't a trick of the light or a shadow. I knew for sure what I was seeing, and it wasn't always the same thing. I'd seen it 15 or 20 times, and while it made me uneasy, I didn't think too much about it. Then one morning, I was standing at the kitchen counter making lunch when my wife came down the hallway and stopped about 18 inches behind me. I turned to ask her what she was doing and why she was up so early, because she never woke up that early. But when I turned around, I was face to face with, well, it wasn't my wife. It was the same thing I'd been seeing for the last 6 months, but this time it didn't disappear. It just kind of floated. It was a white, hazy form, no real features, but somehow I could tell it was a female. It was a few inches shorter than me and had long hair. The sensation I felt in that moment was like nothing I'd ever experienced before, like being hit by 20,000 volts. Every muscle in my body locked up and my blood ran cold. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I just stood there frozen. It felt like an eternity, but in reality, it was probably just a few seconds. My mind was racing, trying to figure out what to do when my wife's voice suddenly came from the bedroom. Who are you talking to? The moment she spoke, the apparition vanished. It was like someone flipped a switch and I could move again. I was able to speak, but my voice was shaky, and I told her to sit down because I had something to tell her. I explained everything that had been happening for the last 6 months, how I hadn't told her because I didn't want her to think I was crazy. And as I got deeper into the story, I noticed her face going wider and wider. And when I finished, she just stared at me for a moment, and then she said, "Now let me tell you about what I've been seeing for the last 6 months." Turned out she had been experiencing the exact same thing I had, though we'd never talked about it before. That was the moment we both realized that something had been happening in the house, something neither of us could explain. We moved out of that place not long after that, and we never saw that particular apparition again. We never figured out who she was or what she wanted, but since that time, I've had several more encounters, including two very intense events I'll share with you at another time. Love your show. Keep up the great work. That's from Russell. I think things like that are interesting because, number one, I relate. You don't tell people stuff because you don't want them thinking you're crazy. Like, I can tell you, but you can't tell just anybody things. And, and also, when you're living there and it's like, okay, this is weird. But then I could tell her, now that's going to freak her out. Like, is that going to make her nervous? So I don't want her taking on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if she's been completely comfortable, why would you want to upset her?
Exactly.
Right? And she's thinking the same thing about him.
Uh-huh.
So she's not, neither of them are telling each other these things. And for fear that the other one would, you know, think they'd lost their mind. Or you would just worry them, upset them. Then they'd start looking for something weird, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, why would you do that? Why would you want someone else to be that way? But it's interesting that it had gone from being kind of a peripheral ghost that you just catch little glimpses of movement and so forth to a complete apparition that was like obviously trying to connect with him.
And it's so real. Like, he's thinking it's his wife up that early, and he's like, what's she doing up so early? And you just turn around and be and gonna say, I'm sure, what are you doing up so early? And then he sees that instead. Holy shit.
Yeah. And the wife sort of breaks the spell, and then she just
what I thought was kind of interesting too is that she said, who are you talking to? So in that kind of state that he was in, he must have been talking.
He must have said
something. She was talking and he didn't even realize that he was doing it.
Well, because if he'd just gone, or made a sound like that, she would have said, what's wrong? What happened? Are you okay? Right? But she apparently heard talking because she's like, who are you talking to? Are you on the phone or what? You know? So, yeah, you're right. It had to have been, he must have talked to it, but didn't even realize it.
And it had to have been rather confirming and I don't know the other word I want when he found out she'd been seeing it too.
Right.
Validating. Because then you're not alone. It's like, okay, I haven't been losing my mind. Because sometimes you kind of feel like you are. It's like something wrong with my eyesight. Why am I seeing this? And what's the matter with me?
If the spirit had revealed itself off and on to both of them, then why would it just disappear because of her? It's almost as if there was some sort of like spell that connected him to this thing for a moment. And then when the consciousness, you know, when he snapped back into reality, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, she's just there to be around, she could have, why would she have worried about the wife coming in? You know, because the wife had seen it too. I think there was kind of a connection between him and this spirit for that. Because he said, you know, it just felt like this volts of electricity that ran through him. And he was able to connect. But once he snapped back into reality, it was gone.
Yeah. Very interesting.
And then they moved, right?
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, I assume. Then nothing like that.
He said two very intense events, but he doesn't say it's connected to this.
To this.
So my guess is that stayed behind. And the next unassuming people who needed to rent the mobile home moved in and they got this as well. So mm-hmm. I guess. And then they moved out. And then somebody else moves in and then they move out. It's just funny because you just don't think about mobile homes being haunted, but.
Yeah.
So let's go to this caller.
My name is Samuel. I've been listening to your show for quite some time now. I'm a night shift worker, so I like to listen to it while I work, which is my AirPods on. I did want to share a short story with you guys as well. So when I was a kid, I was about 8 years old, my parents purchased this large farmhouse way out in the middle of nowhere, and they actually happened to have known the owners prior, and the owners had lived there for like 40 years, and they actually ended up passing away, and my parents acquired the house, and the house was built in the 1880s. And it was this huge old farmhouse, and it was on 12 acres of land. There was a pond, absolutely gorgeous in the middle of the country. And we were all watching the Super Bowl, my entire family. And keep in mind, we are a large Catholic family. So my parents don't believe in ghosts, and I didn't until this experience. We believe in familiar spirits such as demons. But we're all sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and we were eating chili in the living room. And an apparition, a full-body apparition, it looked like a shadow man, walked in the living room, leaned against the doorway, looked at us, turned around, and left. And everybody in that room saw it. Even my parents say they saw it, which is a big deal because my parents are the type of people that are like, don't give anything power, don't acknowledge it, so on and so forth. So then a couple months goes by, and it's Thanksgiving, and we've got a whole bunch of family in town. My mom's a great cook, so typically everybody ends up at my mom's house for Thanksgiving. Some of my older siblings would come back into town, and we're all sitting praying at the dining room table before we're about to eat, and we hear a baby cry upstairs coming from the second floor of this house. However, nobody had a baby at that time. There wasn't a baby in this house. So probably about 3 years later, my dad is looking at adding an addition onto the house and doing some things to it. And he goes to the city and requests the original plans. And it takes him a couple months to get it. But they do end up giving him some records from the 1800s and early 1900s. And in the 1800s, the original plan of the house was much larger. There was an entire different wing on it. However, in the 1900s, it became a hospital, and then it became a children's home. In the time that it was a children's home, it had a fire, and it essentially lost an entire wing of the house, and 13 children died in the house. Shortly after that, my parents sold the house and moved into a different, even more creepier one.
So what about that?
It just stopped right
yep,
there.
Yep, that's it. I don't know what happened to the rest of them.
Oh, my goodness. And so they moved into an even creepier house after this one?
And that one was creepy. Could you imagine, like, you're sitting around the table and then you hear a baby crying and nobody there has a baby?
You know, I have a feeling that Daniel isn't telling us everything.
Well, he got cut off, too. So maybe there was...
Well, no, no, I'm just thinking even before this. I think he picked out the experiences where, like, a lot of people could have said yes, that happened or whatever. But I definitely have a feeling that there were other things along the way in this house. Maybe footsteps or a door shuts or, you know, some of that traditional stuff that he's talked about. And I think if that large family got back together again and talked about things that had happened to him, there'd be a ton of stories. I just can't help but feel it. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
100%. I mean, if you have a house that had been a hospital,
yeah,
hospitals are notorious for it, right? And then a children's home, a fire, 13 children died.
How could that not have activity?
Exactly. You know, what I'm saying.
It would be weird. I think the weirdest story than that one would be if he called up and said all that backstory and then go, but nothing ever happens in the house. We'd be like,
there were
just
these two things that happened. I do not think there are only two things that happened. I think that he shared with us two stories, but I will bet you anything there were tons of things that happened in the house.
Oh, there had to have been.
You know, I just can't help but think that. And I hope he calls back with stories from the even more haunted place.
I would like to hear some more. Mm-hmm. Let's do one more story. It says, I wanted to share a few ghostly encounters that my family, including myself, have experienced over the years. We've all had our share of strange happenings. I think it's about time I tell you some of them. It started with my mom. She grew up on a farm, and she and her siblings would experience strange things when they were kids. When it stormed, they would all run to the root cellar for safety.
Ugh. Oh, dear. That's like, right there. Yeah.
That's like when I'm like, I would be okay I'm watching the radar, and that tornado is within a block before I run to the root cellar. Because I'm not going to do that till I have to.
Oh, boy.
While they were down there, they could hear footsteps upstairs, but no one was up there. Everyone was in the cellar. My mom's oldest sister, who shared a room with her, once ended up in the room across the hall with no recollection of how she got there. She didn't sleepwalk, and she definitely didn't go to sleep in that room. It was really odd, and my mom could never figure out what happened. I wonder how they ruled out sleepwalking.
I wondered, too, because I have done sleepwalking before, and I don't remember any of it.
I just think, I don't know how you
rolled that out. And the only reason I know I did is because I happened to have somebody else see me. But if no one else had seen me,
and maybe,
I could have ended up downstairs on the sofa.
And maybe they say she didn't sleepwalk because historically she never had, but maybe she did that night.
I didn't do it a lot that I know of, but I just know that I have a couple, three times. And, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if I'd have gone right down the stairs and got on the sofa and went to sleep.
So I don't know how they ruled that out. But then it says,
I'm not sure either.
As for me, my own encounter came when my dad's parents passed away. We went to their house to clean it out. And up until then, we were never allowed upstairs while they were alive. So my brother and I decided to go up and check out what was up there. This was in the early 90s, and I remember standing at the landing of the stairs. It was a bright, sunny day. I was just taking in the sight of the three rooms. One was to the left, one was directly ahead, and one was to the right. My brother wandered into one of the rooms, and I stayed by the banister. As I looked around, I saw the shadow of a woman wearing a high-collared dress with her hair pulled back into a bun. I stood there for a moment because there was no one like that in the house. I blinked, and she was gone. So I called out to my brother asking if he had seen her, but he said no, and he had no idea what I was talking about. I still don't know who the woman was because it wasn't my grandmother. The town they lived in was super old, and not many people lived there at the time, so it was definitely a strange encounter. I've also had some odd experiences myself. When I was about 16, I came home one night fairly early in the morning. It was summer, so I didn't have to be up for school. I walked into my mom's house and I made my way to the end of the hallway. My room was off to the left and my mom's room was at the end of the hallway. She was already asleep when I got there, and I went into my room, closed the door, and laid down to sleep. I eventually woke up to hear voices outside my door. At first, I thought I was dreaming, but then when the voices grew louder, I recognized my mom's voice and my grandpa's voice, her dad, and it struck me as odd because my grandpa had passed away about a year before. I scooted to the end of my bed, and I saw a blue light under my door. I thought that was weird because my mom didn't have the TV on in her room. So I got up, opened the door, peeked around the door frame to look into my mom's room. Her door was partly closed, which was unusual because my mom's door couldn't close all the way due to a metal clothes hamper blocking it. So I stepped out of my room and I pushed the door open a little to see more of what was going on. And I heard my grandpa's voice saying, "Please don't sell our house to those people. They're not going to take care of it." I don't remember much else from the conversation as I turned around and went back to my room, not wanting to interrupt. The next morning, my mom told me she had the weirdest dream. She said my grandpa had come to her in a dream and told her not to sell the house to the people who wanted to buy it. I gave her a funny look and I said, "I don't think that was just a dream." And I told her what I heard Grandpa and her talking about the night before. She got pale and insisted I was mistaken, but I wasn't mistaken because I know what I heard. He told her not to sell the house, and the reason was the buyers wouldn't take care of it. My mom and her siblings did end up selling the house to those people. They didn't take care of it, and eventually they left in the middle of the night. The house was demolished shortly after. It's a shame, but it's also comforting to know Grandpa was there guiding her even after he passed, but she didn't pay attention.
Oh.
I know these stories aren't necessarily scary, but they have stuck with me over the years. I've got some scarier ones involving a Ouija board that I'll share with you if you're interested. My name is Jana. I live in Minnesota. Thanks for reading my story. I think that they are scary stories. I think that first one is seeing the woman in the bun, which looks like a librarian ghost, the way she described her, like old-timey librarian ghost. Well, I'm not saying all librarians look like that these days.
Well, first off, you got to put it in context. It's odd that they're like, okay, the grandchildren cannot go upstairs. So for whatever reason, I don't know why that was the thing. But as a child, that's just weird. Now your whole childhood, you're going, wonder what it looks like upstairs.
Yeah, that's all you want
wonder
to do
what's
is go
going
upstairs.
On upstairs. Like I'm dying to know what's going on. And it might have just been grandma not wanting the kids to get up there and mess with her stuff probably or something like that. But, you know, it just has a certain aura about it of mystery before you even do go up there.
Oh, absolutely.
And so once you get that chance to go up there, you're going to be kind of tentative a little bit and, you know, just kind of gingerly poking around, right? But to see something then kind of adds a whole nother aura of mystique around the whole situation. Nobody else saw anything. No one else said, I guess, anything. Or brother said he didn't necessarily feel anything. But, you know, I think right off, she was kind of set up to be aware, let's put it that way, of mm-hmm. something being there. So she was open to it immediately.
Yeah.
By going upstairs.
I think that whole thing is really strange, too, with the grandpa. And she could have been having a dream as well that she got up and went down the hall. But, you know, it really sounded like she thought she'd gotten up anyway. But even
but
if hers was
how do
a dream.
You have the same
yeah.
dream. And like so the same thing.
This begs the question. If you had it, if you were going to sell your parents' home, you and your siblings, and then you got it, your dad came to you, wouldn't you be like, we can't sell? But maybe your siblings are like, shut up, Kathy. We're still selling the house.
Well, you can definitely be outvoted on a situation, yes. And maybe you didn't want to. Do you think there is some sort of like in Star Trek, they have a mind meld where you can, you know, like kind of become one with another person and know what's going on in their mind? Do you think that this could have been some sort of kind of weird mind meld that they were both having this same, you know, kind of dream?
Or maybe Grandpa came through so strongly that
and maybe Jana is kind of sensitive mm-hmm. and it was just such a strong presence that it even kind of spilled over to her because she didn't have the exact same dream. She had the dream that she was hearing what was going on. The mother had the dream or the experience that she was having a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Jana has the experience that she overheard a conversation. So it's not exactly the same dream. I think this one is really fascinating, and I do think Grandpa came, and I do think he made his wishes known.
And how would you feel
for whatever
if
reason the family didn't do it, you know, and that's personal. We don't know why they chose to do it or not do it or whatever. But I do think that Jana somehow was part of this.
Yeah.
Maybe just because Jana's so sensitive,
interesting.
You know, to the spirits.
Or Grandpa was just so strong mm-hmm. the way he came through that one night.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's interesting. And it seems like Grandpa would have come back and been, you did what? You did what? I thought I made myself clear. And now my house is demolished. Thanks
exactly.
a lot. Well, if you have a real ghost story, call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in if you want, realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber and get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org. L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.